The anthrax attacks of last fall affected no group of people more directly than the nation's postal workers. They lost two of their colleagues to the disease. Others became seriously ill. It's been 3 months since those workers died. But many in the Postal Service remain concerned about the future and hurt by how they feel the crisis was handled. Some say the experience has convinced them that medical treatment for the poor and for minorities remains dangerously unequal. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The Morgan General Mail facility on New York's West Side doesn't look like a fun place to work. Employees stream in and out of this huge warehouse wearing grim looks. The only sign of fun comes from jokes about a workplace stressful enough it could force anyone to go postal. A bumper sticker peeks from the rear window of a worker's car. "Back off," it says. "I'm a postal worker." Janet Felix was grabbing a smoke outside the building at the end of her shift. She says workers here are reminded constantly who they are.
"We're nobody. We're postal workers. We're not even federal. We're quasi-federal, so who are we? We just vote. And they seem to forget that we do vote. I vote. But they don't give us any consideration."
Anger about working conditions is closer to the surface since anthrax was discovered on some sorting machines at Morgan Station in October. Workers like Janet watched in frustration as a congressional office building in Washington, D.C. was shut down immediately when anthrax was found there. The Hart Senate office building has been carefully fumigated and remains closed. Parts of the Morgan facility have been tested and cleaned, but the building has stayed open. The local postal union says Morgan should close, and when the Postal Service refused, the union went to court. Janet Felix has no evidence that this facility is dangerous, but she agrees with those who insist that Morgan should be treated just like the Hart building.
"That's true. I feel like that also. They closed the Congress building down till it was checked. They cleaned it, checked it again, cleaned it, checked it again. Meanwhile, nobody's into that building. They've checked and cleaned this while we all have been in here. They haven't closed the place down, not even for an hour. What's up with that? What's the difference there? Why haven't they closed this place down? Give us a week off. Check it out. Clean it. Let us know what's happening."
Scientifically, there is no comparison between the Hart Building and Morgan Station. At the Hart Building, a letter with a potent mixture of anthrax spores was opened up and clearly exposed dozens of people. Morgan is believed to have handled a letter that caused cases of skin anthrax at news organizations in Manhattan. No postal workers have gotten sick here. But to William Smith, the local union president, this isn't about science. It's about discrimination.
"I don't see why is it that they value any senator or any congressman like no more than they should value an average postal worker like?"
Smith is not surprised postal workers are getting what he feels is second-class treatment. He says their concerns are easy to ignore because many of them are black. Smith says his suspicions were confirmed last month when the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention offered workers an anthrax vaccine as a way of reducing their risk. The vaccine was originally developed to protect people before exposure to anthrax. It's never been used to help protect those already exposed.
"You cannot use anything like that on a human being that God gave life to. And it says that we want to keep our eye on how your body react to this vaccine. We want to come back and make a report on what symptom that you have. That tells me you're in the experimental stages."
Postal workers who were offered the vaccine received a rather frightening 5-page consent form. It promised little and told workers they would have to cover the cost of any treatment for side effects. For William Smith, the whole approach set off alarm bells. The consent form summoned images of the most infamous health experiment in the collective memory of black Americans, the Tuskegee experiment. Beginning in the 1930s, Tuskegee researchers deprived black men of treatment for syphilis so they could watch the disease progress.
"And for the 2002, I never thought that I'd see this come today in America."
"You think this is similar?"
Definitely, it's the same as they did back there in Alabama."
Now, that may sound like a huge leap, By many measures, health officials have gone to heroic lengths to stem the anthrax danger. They've offered months of antibiotics to all affected postal workers, even if their exposure was very limited. But for many workers, those efforts cannot overcome years of suspicion about medical care for minorities. Professor David Smith of Temple University is the author of a book called Healthcare Divided. Smith says this mistrust discourages black patients from seeking care when they need it.
It's sort of this two-edged sword that there are disparities because of where people receive care and maybe because of some assumptions on the part of providers, but there are also these disparities just because of the lack of trust.
In the face of bioterror, the reluctance to trust the public health system could ripple beyond the black community. Ivan Walks is health director for the District of Columbia and has been critical of the way the vaccine was offered.
This was something contagious like smallpox. We all in the medical community need the public to believe us when we say it's time to move or it's time to do something. We want people to respond positively.
Walk says he's convinced any difference in treatment is due not to racism, but to a lack of experience in dealing with this kind of attack. Discrimination against blacks, against postal workers, may well be another myth, another misunderstanding in this country's first major case of bioterror. Even if it is, it's a myth that isn't going away on its own.